Welcome back, Chaos Conjurers. Today we are reviewing Blood Air by Ilona Andrews, and I'm your host, Chaos Chloe. So this is the first book in her spin-off series, or really a writer, or maybe I should say follow-on series from her Kate Daniel one. So first off, I'm going to read the synopsis, and then I'll do a spoiler-free review, and then after that I'll give a warning and I'll start talking more about things that might spoil the book for you. So if you haven't read the book, maybe just stay for the spoiler-free section and come back for the spoiler review after you finish reading. So, without further ado, here's the synopsis for Blood Air by Ilona Andrews. Atlanta was always a dangerous city. Now, as waves of magic and technology compete for supremacy, it's a place caught in a slow apocalypse, where monsters spawn among the crumbling skyscrapers and supernatural factions struggle for power and survival. 8 years ago, Julie Lennart left Atlanta to find out who she was, and now she's back with a new face, a new magic, and a new name, Aurelia Ryder. Drawn by the urgent need to protect the family she left behind, an ancient power is stalking her adopted mother, Kate Daniels, an enemy unlike any other, and a string of horrifying murders is its opening gambit. If Aurelia's true identity is discovered, those closest to her will die. So her plan is simple. Get in, solve the murders, prevent the prophecy from being fulfilled, and get out without being recognized. She expected danger, but she never anticipated that the only man she'd ever loved could threaten everything. One small misstep could lead to disaster, but for Aurelia, facing disaster is easy. It's relationships that are hard. So, starting with the spoiler-free section of the review, I've got to say that Ilona Andrews is like my top, maybe my top two favourite authors of all time. I'm always impatiently waiting for her next book to be released, and when her Kate Daniels ended, I wasn't sure how I was going to go on with life. But when I realised that she was releasing a new book, and it was going to be about Julie, and, you know, we're going to stay in this same world with, you know, some of the old characters coming back, I was really, really excited for this new series. And when finally I got to read Blood Air, I was not in any way disappointed. So many characters from the Kate Daniels series made their way back into my life in this book. So excited. Oh, by the way, if you can hear snoring in the background, I apologize. I have my little old chihuahua with me today. He's not feeling very well, so he wants to stick right beside me, and he snores really bad. So FYI, if I can't edit that out of the audio, I apologize. But he's kind of glued to my side at the moment. You don't necessarily need to have read the Kate Daniels series to enjoy Blood Air, but I highly recommend it because I personally think that it's one of the best fantasy series for one. And plus, if you haven't read the Kate Daniels series, then there are many references you're not going to get in this book. You won't get many of the characters' like extensive backstories that are all in the Kate Daniels series, and they really help you understand the dynamics between the characters, and you'll have missed out on too much world building. Well, they do a bit of world like building in this book as well, but a lot of it's done in the Kate Daniels series. So to really understand and truly enjoy the vast majority of what happens in Blood Air, I do recommend you read the Kate Daniels series first, or you can give it a go, maybe like read Blood Air. It's probably going to give you some spoilers though. So the thing is, if you do read Blood Air, it's going to spoil the Kate Daniels series for you. And I highly, highly recommend the Kate Daniels series. So it is a big read. There's many. I can't remember off the top of my head how many books there is in the Kate Daniels series, but there's a lot. But one of my all-time favorite series. So do recommend. I had so many questions going into this book before I read it. Like, why did Julie change her name? Because it's like I read the synopsis, obviously, before reading the book, and it was made clear that she's changed her name and people aren't going to recognize her. And I was like, what happened? Like, what had happened to her from when we last saw her as a teenager to now as a young woman fully grown? And upon reading the first few pages of the book, I immediately had so many more questions. The biggest being, how did she physically change so much? And to the point that, like, no one could recognize her as Julie. Why was she hiding from her own family? Like, why was she hiding from Kate? You know, some of these questions Andrews answers quickly, and others she leaves you in suspense, which is a thing I really enjoy about Andrews's writing. She really keeps you wanting to read because you want answers to your questions, and sometimes she answers them partly and sometimes she answers them fully, but a lot of those answers lead to more questions. And so it's the kind of world and character building where you're so intrigued to find out all deep dark secrets and like what's happening, and you know, some people know things and other people don't. And it's interesting to see when they're going to find out as characters and when you're going to find out as a reader. I really enjoy a lot of the plot and character arcs throughout both the Kate Daniel series and obviously in this new book, Blood Air. The world that Blood Air inhabits feels so real, and on every page it's unique and intriguing. You know, I've been reading books set in Andrew's magical post-apocalyptic Atlanta for like so long that I feel like I'm walking through those ravaged streets, like where the magic and the modern technology ebb and flow in waves. I feel like I've just inhabited this world for so much of my life because I've been reading her books for so many years now, and it's an amazing feeling. And, you know, Blood Air continues with this, like the world that these books are set in, particularly the Atlanta itself, is so interesting. I really enjoy the concept of, you know, magic and technology feeding and ebbing and waving off each other. I love how the magic flows in and out, and how when the magic waves come, they make technology hard to use or not usable at all, and how the magic actually eats away at the modern world. And so it's kind of reverted all the inhabitants of Earth back to a time, you know, long before technology came to the forefront, basically. But, you know, at the same time, there is still technology when the magic wave disappears or wanes. It's just such an interesting concept, and it does create interesting situations within the story itself. Another thing I love about Blood Air and Andrews's books in particular, I love all the lore around it, like, you know, all the history that's embedded into this. And I don't mean necessarily the history of, you know, our history. I mean like the history that she builds within this world. There's so many long standing backstories. And I love the diversity of magic as well. Like, a lot of fantasy books are very, like, they pick something. They go, you know, this is going to be about werewolves, or this is going to be about vampires, or, you know, this is going to be about the fae. And they'll just kind of stick to that one magical aspect, where I love Andrew's books because they incorporate so many different kinds of magic. There's were creatures, there's vampires, and I love that the vampires aren't like your typical vampires that you find in other books that are like dreamy and handsome or sexy and, you know, everyone wants them. These are like disgusting creatures, disgusting, mindless creatures that are driven by necromancy. You know, they're not romantic creatures. They're disgusting. And I like that as a change of pace. I also like the diversity of the were creatures and how all the different groups have their own kind of culture as well. I enjoy that there's so many, you know, she's got druids and she's got ancient gods and she's got, what else is there? There's witches, there's human magic, there's religious magic. You know, we've got a little bit of the divine and the demonic. You know, there's just, it's such a diverse world that it's always interesting. And that's what you can always rely on if you're reading an Alona Andrews book. It's going to be interesting. There's going to be great plot. The character development is going to be great. The way characters interact with each other is always really interesting. She's really great at building tension between characters, I believe. And we experience that here in Blood Air as well. There's some really great tension between characters that we've met in the previous Kate Daniels books, and now that they're older, we see them interact together as adults, and there's great tension for many different reasons, not just romantic. And it just gets you turning the pages. You just can't stop reading. I just love this. I really loved this book, like truly really loved this book. Oh, another thing that I almost forgot to mention is I would also highly recommend reading the novella by Luna Andrews, Magic Stars, which comes after, it comes between the Kate Daniels series and the Aurelia Ryder series. I think it's important to read it before Blood Air because in many ways it's a mini prequel. It's a story about Derek and Julie before she becomes Aurelia Ryder, and it's when it's I think it's set when she's a teenager. So, you know, it puts some interesting insights into their relationship dynamic and kind of like how they felt about each other when they were a bit younger before you jump into Blood Air where they're adults. So that's also important to note. So I'm going to give this book 5 Chaos Cats. Yes, you heard me right. I'm giving it a full top 5. Now, this review, I will say I'm probably a little bit biased because Luna Andrews is one of my all-time favourite authors. This world is one of my all-time favourite worlds to jump back into. You know, I feel like I'm walking the streets of post-apocalyptic Atlanta, right there with all these characters. So I am biased, I will say that. If you've not been a diehard fan for as long as I have been, it might not be a 5 for you, but it is definitely a 5 for me. Even if you're not a diehard fan, get on the bandwagon, guys. I highly, highly recommend giving it a shot. Read the Kate Daniels books, read the short stories, and jump into Blood Air. You will not regret it. I loved this book. So it's 5 Chaos Cats for me, guys, for world building, character development, character dynamics. Everything is just so amazing about this book. So I'm going to start diving into some more of the spoilers section of this review. So warning, spoiler alert. Leave now or forever hold your peace if you haven't read this book or even the Kate Daniels books, because I think some of the stuff I'm going to talk about might spoil the Kate Daniels series for you as well. So I don't know how to pronounce his name correctly, but her brother, Conlon. He's got such interesting magical genetics that it's going to be, I've always been interested to see how that's going to affect his life. And he's got really complicated family ties in the magic world. And that's very interesting as well. And the same goes for Aurelia as well, obviously being Kate's child. And as you read this book, you find out that not only was she adopted by Kate, but now she, because Kate basically gave her a full blood transfusion, she's embodied some of Kate's genetics and has taken in some of her powers. And now she has actually not just tied through, you know, the bonds of a mother and a child, despite the fact that it's not her biological child. There's still a bond there, but now actually in some ways she's genetically tied to Kate as well. And then obviously taking a god's eye and putting it into her body, she's absorbed all of that magic as well. And it's just made her a very complex magical character. And I really enjoy that. I enjoy that she's, you know, got this rich heritage basically now of magic to draw on, and that she's being trained by Kate's aunt and actually calls her grandmother. You know, it's so interesting to me that she's been adopted into this ancient family, that Ira has really like taken her under her wing, and that she's pretty much a princess of this ancient family line now. And what that means in terms of her magical ability, her training, who she is and who she's become since we last saw her. You know, half the reason I wanted to read this book is I wanted to see, you know, like Julie was a badass in the previous books. You know, she'd been through a lot of trauma, and she, but despite being pretty much mostly human, she was still trying to kick ass and like do the right thing and save people. And I was like, where, Where has she come now that she's an ad proper, like fully fledged adult? What has she been doing? And the story has been even more interesting than I could have imagined. So I really enjoyed the plot. I really enjoyed that Aurelia is, there's a lot of Aurelia's story that mirrors Kate's, but is also very different. I really enjoyed the fact that, she's the prophecy that is the main plot line of this story is, there's this new ancient god. Well, he's not new, he's old, but he's come back into the world. And there's a prophecy that he's going to kill Kate, but the prophecy also says that the only one who can really save her is Aurelia, or she's got a big part to play in saving Kate. But if Kate knows about anything, or if she sees Aurelia, or aka Julie, her adopted daughter again, it's going to determine her fate, and her fate is that she's going to die. So, it's very interesting because I thought the when I read the synopsis and it was like she's hiding from her family, she can't show who she is. I was like, I wonder what in the world could be bad enough that, Julie wouldn't want her mum to know who that she's in Atlanta again. And before reading this book, the one thing I thought about it's got to be something to do with like keeping people she loves safe. And sure enough, here we are. She's got to hide from her mum in order to save her life. So I found that concept quite interesting. I thought it might be resolved by the end of the book, and it hasn't been. This is going to continue on, hiding out from Kate and Karen, which, kind of devastating, really, because I couldn't imagine trying to hide from my family and not being able to see them in person. Actually, what am I talking about? We're in a pandemic. Of course, I know how that feels. But you know what I mean. So, just going back to some of the characters that have reappeared in this book that I really enjoyed seeing again further down the line. Nick Feldman, the Night Protector, interestingly shacking up with the Alpha Wolf lady. That's an, I feel like that's going to come into play a fair bit. I really enjoyed seeing Barbara Skillerman again, the Weremongoose, and now the Guildmaster. And I particularly loved that we were meeting his daughter Sophia. It's interesting seeing all the children of characters that we met in the Kate Daniels series. They're starting to get, like, a lot of them are still young, but they're starting to get that bit older and starting to have their own roles to play in this world and in these plot lines. So, very, and like, there's some that I've never met before. Like, I can't remember, I don't think we've met Sophia before. Pretty sure this is her first appearance. I found her a very fun character to read about, and I liked this I love obviously we saw what's another character oh God, what's his name? One of the characters I've really enjoyed seeing again has been Ascanio, the were-hyena, the Buddha. And I really enjoyed the way that like Sophia and Conlon like hate him. Because basically they're like the worst troublemakers of all time, and he's always the one that has to go in and, well, he considers it rescuing, and I'm pretty sure all their parents consider it rescuing, but they all think they're ruining their fun. So I found that dynamic really interesting, and I've enjoyed how Ascanio, he doesn't recognize Julie, obviously, and how he's trying to use his like masculine ways to like sway her into giving him information, and Julie like remembers him from like before and is like, that don't work on me. Apart from the fact that she's totally in love with Derek, and so like, he never had a chance anyway. But yeah, I found that whole situation with the children of so many of the characters that we've met and known before, and how they've kind of formed their own little tribe. And they get up to all this mischief, and Asanya has to go and save them. So, because he's trying to, he's trying to be the new Beast Lord, or he wants to put his hand up for the position at least. So, I really enjoyed, like, it was a very small feature in this book, but I'm hoping to see more of that in future books in the series as well, especially as the characters obviously grow and get older. So we've met so many new characters as well as old. One of the new characters, obviously, that's played a big part in the book, was Martin, and I really liked how her Aurelia's situation with Martin mirrored Kate's situation with her. I think Alona Andrews has done a really good job of that, you know, giving diehard fans of hers like me some of the stuff that we love so much in the past series, but spicing it up with a lot of new plot and new character development and new characters. So Martin was very cute. Loved Martin. Loved the fact that the weird old assassin from, you know, back in the day has adopted her at the end of the story. And he's like, you can come back with me and I'm going to teach you how to be a badass just like I am. I loved the whole part where they're at the casino too. And he was like pretending to be really old and elderly. And Aurelia was just like, if they only knew what this guy was actually all about. And obviously we got to talk about Derek. Derek, aka Darren, Darren Agent. What a tangled web is their relationship. From, you know, childhood friends, kind of, with a bit of rivalry, to their teenage teamwork that we saw a bit of that in, like, Magic Stars and other Kate Daniels books. And now they're very complicated feelings as adults, you know. I really enjoyed finding out. Well, it's funny. I was like, oh, I'm going to, the whole book, like the whole book as I was reading, I was like, what is Derek's reaction going to be when he finds out that Aurelia is Julie? Like, how is that going to go down? You could kind of feel the tension between them anyway. And I was like, does he know? Does he know it's her? I'm not sure. And then at the end, you find out that actually he's known pretty much the whole time that it was Julie all along. And that's why there's been that weird tension, because they both know who the other is. They're just not admitting it to each other. And then that dramatic pouring out of their feelings right at the end of the book. I didn't actually think we'd get that this book. I thought that Andrews might draw that tension out over a few more books. Not that the tension's completely been filled yet, because, or broken, I should say, because, you know, basically Aurelia has been like, I wanted more as teenagers. You know, I turned eight, I was 18 and I was ready to be like, I didn't like you as a friend. I liked you romantically and you weren't ready or willing to take me out of the friendship zone. So I left, and Derek's like, why did you leave? We were like best mates. We were like doing great things together. Life was good, blah, blah, blah. I really enjoyed that whole breakdown at the end. But like I said, I thought Andrews might draw that out over more books, but I'm not necessarily mad that she has resolved it a bit quicker. As in, when I say resolved, obviously their relationship is not in any way resolved. It's just the beginning of the resolution, because at least now they've admitted to each other that they like each other romantically. And, you know, I think Aurelia kind of like threw the red flag up in the air saying, you know, I wanted you to come for, you know, I wanted you to find me and I wanted you to woo me. I was waiting for you, Derek, and you never came. And the implication I got at the end of the book was that game's on. Like, in the next couple of books, he's going to be like pulling out all the stops to like show her he's ready, he's here. So that's, you know, I'm dying for the next book, because I want to know how their relationship progresses from here. So obviously the tension's not completely dealt with. But the fact that they even got to the point where they told each other how they feel, I thought was very interesting to be done in the first book, because it has been a while since I read the first few books in the Kate Daniels series. But, you know, that relationship between her and Curran was drawn out for quite a while over the first few books. You know, it took, you know, I don't think they actually got together for many until you're pretty deep into the series. So as much as I was surprised that their feelings have come to the light in the first book, I'm very interested to read more about it going into the series and how it develops and how they become, you know, closer together. Because I'm assuming they're going to get closer together. At least I hope they are. You know, obviously I don't want it to be all smooth sailing, because that wouldn't be very interesting to read now, would it? But Alona Andrews never disappoints with that stuff anyway. And obviously, we've got some more complications with Derek as well. It seems to have been coming into his own power at the same time that she's been away coming into hers. And they're both, you know, at the top of their game. The fact that he's been living with that other pack and he's like risen to the top, and he's got this new form. You know, again, he's starting to mirror Curran's situation a bit, you know, in that he's not just a werewolf, he's like some kind of uber alpha. It's going to be interesting to see how that affects him and how it affects plot going forwards and how it affects their relationship. There was many parts of this story that were resolved at the end of this book and a lot of things left open to go forward. Like, obviously, we haven't fixed the prophecy. We've got relationship dramas to deal with. We've got family dramas to deal with. Some people know her secret now that she used, you know, that Aurelia is Julie. Some people don't. Some of the most important people don't. Who's going to find out in the next few books? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Can't wait to find out. I wish that Andrews was the kind of author that released books more often. I'm probably not going to know what's going to happen until next year. I'm going to try to not let that depress me because, like, Ilona Andrews's books are the books that I just look forward to. Like, I just wait and wait and I count the days and I post them on my calendars and I put reminders in my phone. But yes, as always, this book, the new book in her new series, as a follow-on from the Kate Daniels series, Blood Air, was a top-notch book in my opinion. I am going to give this 5 Chaos Cats, and that might be because I'm biased. I don't care. I'm giving it 5 Chaos Cats. Okay, Chaos Conjurers, that's it from me, your host Chloe today. Keep conquering that chaos, guys.